People are caught on video. We have a... I don't know why you did this, but you gave your get to a child to deliver, and then he became an adult. Cherish, you gave your get to a deaf mute to deliver, and he spatech and became healed. Suma, you gave your get to a blind person, and he spatech, and then he became healed. Shreita, you gave it to an insane person, and he spatech, and he became sane. Nochri, you gave it to a good, and this guy became Jewish. Puzzles, no good. Avo pikeach, because he has to be kosher at the beginning of the shlichus, right? He can't just become kosher in the middle of the shlichus. Avo pikeach, but a person who was not able to speak nor speak and hear, and she's chayish became deaf mute for chazin spakeach, and then he was able to speak again. Pisech, he was sighted. She's time he was blinded. Vechazin spakeach, and became sighted again. Shavi, he was sane. She's time he became insane. Chazin shtafen became sane again. Kosher, that's okay. Zakal, general principle, kosher, tchilas, of itself, of das, anything which begins and ends with full das, kosher, that person's kosher. Asuv the kumar Rabbi Ami. So, case came from Rabbi Ami, Evet Shevi Yisaget. Evet brought a get for a woman. Okay, the Evet brought a get for a woman. And he said, kosher. He said, it's a okay. Rabbi said, how can you say it's okay? But I didn't even read the say, Evet Shevi Yisaget, if Evet brings a get for a woman, possible, it's no good. Rabbi Yasser said, Ilue Rabbi Ba, were Rabbi Ba not to have come, Rabbi Ba is Rabbi Abba, who said that it's no good. Had he not come along to save the day, we would have already been Matir Lahatir Eshashis. In other words, lucky for him, he came and told us that the Shlichus of an Evet is no good, because otherwise he would have listened to Rabbi Ami, who said that the Shlichus was good. So says, well, you know what? I don't understand what was Rabbi Yami thinking of. I feel the same Lo Shmia, the Lo Shmia Rabbi Yasi, Hoda the Tani Rabbi Chia, even though he's, let's say, Rabbi Yasi, although it's probably is Rabbi Yami supposed to be, because Rabbi Yami is the one who wants to be martyred. Rabbi Yasi is the one who's commenting, shwoo, it's a good thing that that Rabbi Abba came along, but it's Rabbi Yami who wanted to be martyred, so it probably should be Rabbi Yami. But whoever it was, Rabbi Yami or Yasi, let's say, I feel the same Lo Shmia Rabbi Yasi, let's say he didn't hear that which Rabbi Chia said in a brighter than Evet, which brings again as possible. But Lo Shmia Milad Rabbanon, didn't he hear of the rabbis in our Mishnah, rabbis, not our Mishnah, rabbis are about to be bring down, who say that it's no good? Which rabbis are those? Nishmini Minadah. Then let's hear from this rabbi. Zom Rabbi Zira. Zira said that Rabbi Chia, Bishem Rabbi Yochan said, Nirim Advarim, we know that Sheikabal Evet Get Shichur, and Evet could accept his own Get Shichur, or the Get Shichur of another Evet. By Yekabal Get Isha, he cannot accept the Get of a woman. So how come Rabbi Ami or Rabbi Asi was not aware of this same name, Rabbi Yochanan? They didn't know necessarily Brises from Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Yochanan was their Rosh Hashiva. How did they not know what Rabbi Yochanan held? So says the Gemara, Sabi Lema, they thought, Lomar El Ayi Kabel. They thought that when Rabbi Chia said that he shouldn't accept it, means the Chatchila. He shouldn't accept it. So Yimavar, the Kibel, but the evidence if he did, kosher would be valid. That's why we need the Brises to say that even B'diyev, it's no good. And Evet cannot serve as the conduit, the vehicle for a get to be delivered. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosef said, "Maisa of a coin, as I saw, was the mice which happened as a kohenes."
That, in other words, an Evet brought a get for a woman who was a kohenes, and arke dekach is an Evet possibly bringing a get. That lo choshlem mishum rech psul. They didn't even say it's a get to possibly from truma. Akidekacha wasn't the get that she was still allowed to eat truma after having received that get. Because once you give a get to an Evet, it's like putting the get on the ground. The get cannot be ever placed on the ground, I mean, figuratively speaking. Right. It can never be left without shlichus. And the evidence like it had no shlichus, and therefore the get is null and void. Okay? Says our last halacha in the perek, Avanoshim Sheinam Vanemonis Lamar Meis Barlo. Even women are not believed to say that the husband of another woman died, such as tzoras, you know, co-wives, mother-in-laws, all those were cases where they're not believed. Nevertheless, their modest love is Gita believed to bring the get and say for an echta. Even though they hate her, they still believe to bring the get, and the more is going to ask why.
Who are these women? Chamosa, your mother-in-law, Bas Chamosa, your sister-in-law, Sarasa, your co-wife, Yevimta, your sister-in-law, your brother-in-law's wife, Ubas Baula, and your stepdaughter. My begin the Misa, actually, Gemara says, what's interesting to get, the Mishnah says, what's interesting to get at Misa, that they're not believed to say that this husband died, but they're allowed to say that this is the proper get, Shaksam Mokhiach, because obviously they're bringing a get along with them. So we assume that they're telling the truth.
Gita.
A woman herself brings her get, Vachi Tzich Lomar Fane Nechta Fane Nechta. She has to say it was written and signed in front of me. Now, before I learn the Gemara, let me tell you that it's my focus bothering you, Shami. The Bible holds that a woman only has to say for a nechtam if she's a shliach to bring the get. But if she's not a shliach, she just was divorced and she comes in front of us with the get and says, I'm divorced, she doesn't have to say for a nechtam. The Ushami, we shall see, presently holds. There's no. Whenever she brings a get, regardless of whether she was a shliach or not, she has to say funny nechta, okay? Which is interesting. Shita, I don't know why we're mocking me like that, but that's what comes out. Okay, it says we're vlomi piano ma minimosa. I don't understand. How can we believe these women, right? She lomra funny nechta funny nechta ma'avatamat yoli nasei. Were these women who come and say, bring the get. If they would not say, Farinechtam, would we allow this woman to get remarried? Obviously not. So in essence, we have the same problem. We have any vomits that we're relying on these women to be machshir get in order for this other woman to get remarried. And let's be afraid that they're going to lie in order to get this woman remarried so that her kids will be mamzerim because they hate the woman. So says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yisrael Rabun. Rabbi Yisrael Rabun said similar to what we said in the first parak, way back when, in the beginning of the Masechta. Kaidemar Rabbi Avin, Eno Choshel Kalkwa Bidei Shamayim. Rabbi Avin said we don't suspect that an individual is going to cause another individual to be messed up at the hands of heaven, unless bebasin the choshul l'kalkul, unless he can mess them up in human court as well. In other words, people are rishoyim, but they're only rishoyim if they can enjoy the satisfaction of their rishus, right? So therefore, if a person's not going to apostle a get or issue a get apostle, nobody's ever going to find out about it. Just so in the privacy of his own heart, he can know that he committed this contemptible act. So if he can go and exult later on and come and say, you know, I apostled her kids or whatever, so then he'll be spiteful, right? So it means, b'zei shamayim, you know, b'enolo shamayim, when it's only between him and God, he's not going to be spiteful. So he can come to Basin and be spiteful in Basin. So since...
Excuse me, maybe he's doing it, he's just giving the information.
Well, here we're not concerned with him anyway. Here we're not concerned with him anyway. Here we're concerned with the co-wives, right? The women who are bringing it, right? Yes, you asked a question. If it's on Gittin.
How can you even think that if he issues his own debt, then he knows that it's not really, that they're not really mamzerim? So,
because he's a Russia.
The only satisfaction you can have is that if everybody else thinks they're mamzerim.
Right.
So,
no, but he actually might issue a get puzzle. He might issue so that's what Mark says. That's how he issued it. That's how he issued for the nechtam, for the nechtam. Look, Shemitoshu Adesh, he bought the Yerer. Now, since he knows that if he comes and complains, the Yerer will batel. He knows that his Pompei will be batel. Afu mechadmo be'enim ksherim. He's going to make sure to do the ksherim. Now, here too, even he sent one of these women who detests his soon-to-be ex-wife. But he knows that once he sent them and they say b'fanei nechtam, he's never going to be able to come and protest and cancel the get. So therefore, that serves as enough of an incentive for him to make sure that the get is kosher to begin with. So remember, according to Yerushalmi, it's not so much the credibility which we give the shliach says fanenechtam, but the deterrent quality. Since there is a shliach saying fanenechtam, therefore the baal mishtama is going to make it properly. So to you, the same thing. Even though the shliach is one of these women who detests the megureshes, nevertheless, that's enough to make sure that the husband will do the right thing. Okay. Now, Hagatz Mecha. Now, here comes the Yerushalmi, which I referred to before. Hagatz Mecha. Shasas Eser Shari B'Gremi V'Niseis. Does he have to say even that which I said the Bab Yerushalmi argue was saw in the Sefer called the Or Gadol from the Gadol Miminsk? And he says that Hagatz Mecha Shasas Eser Shari B'Gremi V'Niseis. She was 10 years in Rome, she got married, and then she comes to get married. Does she have to say Fanenechtam? She claims she got divorced 10 years ago in Rome, and now she comes here to get remarried. Does she have to say Fanenechtam? Fanenechtam? Says Mar, not necessarily, not in that case. But Rabbi Yochanan, when does a woman have to say Fanenechtam? Not when he made her shliach. Bobby says when he made her shliach, right? No, here it's different. So I'm alone when he says to her, "Out he goes, she will not complain." He says to her, only get divorced in so and so place. So then, when she reaches that place, she has to say "Fanenechta." Even if she's not the shliach, right? Normally, only the shliach say "Fanenechta." But when he sends his get with his wife and says, "Here's your get. You're not a shliach. You're receiving it. But I only want you to be the megureshes when you reach it in." Reach New York. So then when she reaches New York and the get becomes effective, she has to say Fanenechta. Okay? So it's not if she claims 10 years ago in Rome I was divorced, right? But now as she comes to the city and her get is taking effect, that's when she has to say Fanenechta. Okay? Now to Maybe Tinyon. That's the next part. Kol get shenichtav shlo l'shrei me'isha posel. And he get which is written not for the purpose of the woman is posel ketan. How so? Hoya over several cases. Hoya over Rishugis back to the marketplace. Rishama calls him and he heard the voice of the Sofim Makrim. They were reading out. Ish Ploni Megarish Ishto. Ruvain is divorcing his wife, Sora. Plonis. Mimokam Ploni from so and so place. Vorme says, hey, Zesh me, my name is Ruvain. Zesh Mishin, that's my wife's name, Sora. Of course, the parents' name are mentioned as well. Plus in the garage, but he still can't use it. Why? Because it wasn't written for his purpose. Yes, we can. Now that cause of the garage is this, though he actually wrote together, had to get written in order to divorce his wife. The Nimach, he changed his mind. Mitzo ben Iro, and he found Mitzo ben Iro, found him in the same city. Well, he said, look at it. Chabal to wait, it's a good get. Maybe you'd like to divorce your wife, right? Shmi said, Shmikashimcha, my name is like your name. Your name and your wife's name is like my wife's name. So you go and use it. Possible garbage, but you can't use it. Yes, became more than that. Yeshlo Shtei Noshim. If he himself has two wives, interesting marriage. He has two wives, and both of the wives have the same name. Right? So obviously, there was one wife with multiple personality syndrome, right? But in any event, he has one wife. Yeshlo Shtei Noshim, which said two wives, which Moshe Shavim, and their names are the same. Plus the guy was though he had in mind to be Magarish the elder one, the guy was kind of should use it to divorce the young one, and vice versa. Yes, because not only that, but even more than that, Amar Lulav Live, he said to the Sefer, write it with both of them in mind. Ksav Leiza Sheerza El Garish. Now flip a coin. Now decide which of them are going to give it to. Plus, it's no good me the Garish, but you can't use it. Okay. Ma'amakr. When it says that they're reading out that he heard when he passed by the Sofer's house, the Sofer saying this is kind of get what we're reading. So it's Malam. They were writing Malam Ditonkos. He was a teacher. Teaching kids how to write kitten. Now, don't ask me why it's for teaching kids how to write kitten. Right? From Maktim or Fulamako. But in any event, he was teaching them how to write kitten. So then, now, yes, okay, that's the first case, Mishnah. What's the next case, which is even bigger Kiddush? Next case is a case where it was a real get, but it was written for somebody else. So Tama lo nichtav l'shein get. The first case in the Mishnah is a case where it's written for practice, not for the purpose of get. Ramacha, but in the second case, nichtav l'shein get, it's written for his purpose of get. Nevertheless, you can't use it. Mal yesu ken. The next is a case where he wrote it for his own wife number one, right? He can't use it for wife number two. So Tama lo nichtav lo lishmo v'lo lishmo. In case number two, it was not written for this person, neither the husband nor the wife. It was written for somebody else in the city. But in case number three, nichtav lishmo, it was written for his sake, lo nichtav lishmo, even though it's not written for his sake, so I might say it's okay. And what's case number four? Mao yeser mikan. It's a case where you wrote it out tonight that whichever wife you want to use it for, you can use it, right? In this case, the file case, as opposed to the case before that, and in the third case, Tama nichtav lishmo v'lo nichtav lishmo, it's written for his name, not for her name. Bramocha b'diyah nichtav lishmo v'lo lishmo. It's written for both him and his wife. Wives. Right? We just don't know which wife it's going to ultimately be used on. But they had in mind all possible wives, right? So I might say that works. It wasn't designated to chop off this one. Be sure we showed it from the first moment. I might say it's okay, therefore you have to say it's not okay. Rav Amar. Now Rav said, Kulem Einam Popsulim. Now, all these getting are possible, but they don't possible from Kahuna. Remember the concept? You know, I don't know if I expounded upon this enough a few minutes ago when we had it for the first time. The concept of Re'echa Get. Re'echa Get, when there's a get which is possible, but it's not possible enough that it's completely not a get. It's enough of a get to make sure that she can't, that if she was married to Kohen, she can't be Truma, she can't marry Kohen in the future, right? That type of, that's called Re'echa Get. Shmecht via Get. It smells like a get, right? So therefore, what about the case of our Mishnah where we said they're not Megureshes? Is it Reach HaGet or is it not Reach HaGet? Right? So says the Rav Amar, Kulam Einam Psulim. None of them make the woman possible. They're not Reach HaGet. Chutz Min Aharon, except for the last case where he wrote the get for one of his two wives, true possible. He said, Amar, Kulam Psulim. No, on the contrary, they all make the wife possible. They all have Reach HaGet. Except for the case where the get was just written for practice, Shaino Pais, in that case there is no Re'echa Get. Every last get mentioned on Mishnah, if you give it to your wife, it's a Re'echa Get, it makes her pasul lakuna. Milsa the Reish Lakish Amar. The following case of Reish, the following statement of Reish Lakish holds, Kulan Eim Psulim, none of them are pasul, none of them pasul the wife. The Reish Lakish Amar, why, what is that cheat of Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish says, Kosovo Toref Betofes Basul. This Machlo is going to come up again subsequently tonight, so it's important that we explain it properly. There are three parts in the get. There's the Tofes, which is actually, well, on broad terms. The Tofes, which just says, you know, we're here, there's the date, and all that kind of stuff. Then there's the Toref, which is the lashon of Hare at Muteres L'chol Odom. You're permitted to marry anyone you want. That's the critical component of the get. Right? We had before, a couple of days ago, you could write a get on an olive leaf. That's the critical component you have to write. And then there's the names. The shemos in the get. The names of the man and the wife and all that. So we have the toifes. That's all the information. The toiref haret muteres l'chol adam, and the shemos. Okay? So Reish Lakish holds that Tofesh, Toref, if you wrote Tareh Muteres Cholodom, like a Tofesh, like the inconsequential parts of the Gittin, Pesulin, it's possible, right? Possible. It's no good. So if that's the case, this Gittin, our Mishnah, obviously, The Toref is written as a Tofes, because here even the names, which is even more severe than the Toref, the names are being written Shol Lishma, right? So therefore, it can't be a valid get. It simply cannot be a valid get. And therefore, it can't even be Reach HaGet.
right? As opposed to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan holds the exact opposite. Milsa Rabbi Yochanan holds Amar Kula Psulin. He holds that they are we make a blanket gzera across the board, because since he holds that you don't need to have the Toref
kosher written lishma, right? A Toref written like a tofes shloli lishma is okay, as long as names are written lishma. So I mean, it's true the names are not written lishma, right? But it's sufficiently close to a Toref being written shloli lishma that we have to say that these get impossible to woman as well. Why? Because a gzera. Since a shemos, even though shemos have to be written lishma, but a toref doesn't have to be written lishma. And since we're already, since if you write a toref, shol lishma, it would constitute a valid get. So we made a gzera and said shemos, which have to be written lishma. Even they're not really small, it's a reach haget. I don't know if I make it clear, but there are three notches, right? The tofes, the toref, and the shemos, right? So Reish Lakish holds a toref that's written lishma. So if already toref is written lishma, right? So therefore, if you just wrote a tofes, it's a meaningless gesture. If you wrote the toref as a tofes, meaning wrote shlo lishma, so then it's not considered to be a valid get, not even reach get, because this is nothing, right? According to Rabbi Yochanan, a Torah does not have written lishma, right? But we're afraid in a okay, you might get mixed up between the Torah and the shemos, because they're similar in that they are the key component of the get. So therefore, even though you wrote the shemos shlo lishma, the get should not just be invalid, but it should even create reach a get. But since potentially, if you wrote the Torah of Shloli Shema, it would still be a valid get. So therefore, even if you wrote the Shema of Shloli Shema, it's enough to make a reach a get. Is that clear at all?
Yeah,
makes sense. Okay, it's basically how far we may go making the gzera. So it's not clear. Rabbi Yochanan Shlom is going to recur again shortly. Says Gemara. Milsa Reb Lezer Amar Kulam Enam Psulim. From the following question of Reb Lezer, we can infer that he holds that none of them are puzzle. None of them make Reach Haget. What did Reb Lezer say? Reb Lezer's found question. Kasa Ksav Kiddushin, you wrote a Shtar Kiddushin. Sheksav Ashleishma, you did not write for the sake of the woman. Maoshit Vaso Kiddushin. Do Kiddushin take effect on the woman nevertheless? Now, why do you only ask by Kiddushin, not by Gittin? Could have asked by Gittin the same thing. Mimada loved Shichin Lebe Gittin, since he didn't ask it by Gittin, it must be She'enam Psulim. It must be that a get written slowly small doesn't even create Reach a get. Lefum Kain, Shalom Lebe Kiddushin, that's why I asked the question only by Kiddushin, where the Kiddushin written slowly small at least creates a chumrah of kiddushin. Now, let me make that clear. We hold that, as I will explain in a few moments, we hold that kiddushin has to be written lishma. A shtar kiddushin has to be written lishma. However, the question is, does it at least create a kiddushin d'rabbanan l'chumrah if he didn't write a lishma? Now, if by get, it would have created a get d'rabbanan l'chumrah, a chumrah, which is reach a get, then we should have asked the question by getting as well. And the Mara now is going to explain why. If the question would be a question by get as well, and there's potential reach a get, even if you write shloli shma, lo yishrei b'kiddushin, you shouldn't have the question by get kiddushin, but rather by getting. And they would have said, mein getting, if by get, shoot tzarich lishma, that the tango itself says, because of law, lishma, and we dash at lishma, Kosav Shalolishma, if you wrote it Shalolishma without intent, then nevertheless, take out the low, because the low here is wrong, must be it takes out. Nagupa Geirushin. Geirushin touches her and it's Reach Haget. And Kiddushin, by Kiddushin, she ain't on Lishma. Now, of course, by Kiddushin, you do require Lishma, but it doesn't say it so explicitly in Torah. It's learned out from Makish Havaya Yitzio, right? That just like on the way out she needs lishma, so too on the way in you need lishma. So by kiddushin, she'ein otzarech lishma, what doesn't say explanatory that you need lishma, v'kasav shelo lishma, if you owe shelo lishma, ein odin shibusubo kiddushin, z'akav chon shimachmi require kiddushin. If by get, where lishma is essential in the Torah itself. If you didn't write lishma, we say there's still reach haget and a possible lakuda. Kavachomer that by kiddushin, if you wrote it shlo lishma, we'd be machmir and say mekudesh and misafik, which requires a get on that kiddushin.
Thing is, is there such a thing as reach hakiddushin?
Sure, mekudesh is fein mekudesh. Have it all the time. It's not called reach kiddushin. I forget the Rogatov is some gevaldik avort, which I forget. I don't remember this one. Why they're called reach haget? What's the language is from? I really don't know. I have to look it up. But there is some vehicle square.
Now, there's still this difference between the get and the kedushin about das and yeshuas, that the kedushin she doesn't need das. Kedushin she does need das. And had that last week. And the kedushin she needs yeshuas, and the kedushin she doesn't need yeshuas. So how could they make this similar analogy?
They both require lishma and mitaitza. But begin is the source. So whatever you say begin, we're certainly going to say about kiddushin.
But we said in kiddushin, she doesn't need. She doesn't need das.
She doesn't need dosh, by getting she doesn't need das.
By kiddushin, she needs to know
that she's getting divorced. Yeah, well, by kiddushin, she's getting married.
Right.
You mean ratzo. She doesn't need ratzo by kiddushin. She doesn't have to acquiesce, but by kiddushin, she does. But still, if we knew by getting, I see what you're saying. In other words, you want to say that, yeah, but here, obviously, it's just a case where she wanted to get married. Because we're saying that the question is that you wrote the Ksav Kedushin Shal Lishma, but Pasha says she wanted to get married. You're saying by Kedushin she's more rich, she wouldn't be Mekudesh, not a Kavachomer, because Kedushin needed a Ratzon supposed to get, but obviously Mordechai's not taking that factor into account. Well, good point, but that's not what I'm saying. So I'm going to take Pshitolay. I forgot what exactly what I'm going to say. It should be partial that it, by kiddushin, it doesn't say explicitly in the Torah that you need lishma. So why should it? So what's the question? We should be machmir, so we require a get. Hakenhu, it should be tricholet. This is the question. This is precisely the question. Since we learn out the parameters of how Kiddushin is written from how Gerus is written, she's not divorced. There's Lishma, maybe Kiddushin is not married as well. Okay. New issue. Rabbi Lezer Bar Yossi. Now, Lezer Bar Yossi has a very cool question here. Lezer Bar Yossi asks the question. He asks like this. Hadar the Tamar get echad pasul b'shtei nashim. We say that a get which is potentially to be given to either one of two women is pasul, right? If you wrote it for one of your two wives, it's pasul. It's a kavasa. Let's say the same thing that hein shnei gittin. Let's say where there are two gittin, which are you wrote two gittin for one woman, two gittin for one woman. Okay, he said, "I'll have one. I'll have a backup." Right, so he had, one of them gets burnt, lost, smudged. So you kept a backup. You're very determined to divorce this wife. You know, the first kid doesn't work. You have a backup kid, right? So utzkavaso hdei gittin should be psulim, should be possible like kish the kiv. It should be kivish they nashim like by two wives. Some they said vikini.
Let's say it's not the choice, the case in a chanami. If you have two getting and you leave up in the air which one is going to you're going to use, then no way it's going to be valid, because that's a shaila of. You have two getting, you're not sure which one you're going to use.
Brema.
It's coming up. So it says, although you show me, do you show me ever use language of Brema? No, it doesn't use it in here either. But the idea is clearly one of Brema. So ask one, wait a minute. What did we learn? Shnei gittin shashuchu shnayim. Two guys sent two gittin, one get a piece. Okay? But they came together. They came in the same diplomatic pouch, right? Nisar, when they got mixed together, we don't know whose is which. So notice each name was their name. Say you keep each of the two wives both getting, right? How can you do that according to what you just said? What about the Brera issue? So that's not Brera. Oh, where you don't know which one it is, and you need retroactively to clarify which one it was. That's usually Brera is a shas sugya as to whether when you make a transaction what you're doing. You expect that someday it might be clarified whether that's kind of a valid transaction or it's lacking in the proper definitiveness to be a proper transaction. The way we usually most post the apostles that they aim Brera by the Rises and Yesh Brera by the Rabbonans. But the rice, you definitely have to know what's going on. But that's the way most poskim say. Not all poskim, and not all sudis seem to indicate that. So in any event, but here the mother says, that's not all the same thing. Each woman only had one get. Tama zekrus lishma, but zekrus lishma, each one has one get, which is meant to sever her relationship. Tarevis isha garments, she said they got mixed together, so each woman's got to get two. But where you wrote to gittin, bramacha lo zukrus lishma, lo zukrus lishma. Neither of them was written with the proper intent to be the kleres, to be that which severs marriage. Now, before we go on, let me tell you, Or Sameach here. Or Sameach says, Smachok is Bav and Yerushalmi. He says that this Yerushalmi said clearly indicates you need an asina lishma, right? It says here that here when you give the gittin, right, zekrus lishma v'zekrus lishma, right? You're giving each one lishma by giving both of them, because you're just giving each one, both in order to be misafik. So, although I'm not so sure looking at it again, but the other man will say that the Ba'ali Yerushalmi requires Nesina Lishma by a get, even though the Ba'ali does not. Ba'ali is not requiring Nesina Lishma. Although, according to the Gemara, he says, maybe according to Rabbi Lezer, you do require Nesina Lishma because Eini Mesir Kadi Ben Lamaisa. The Yerushalmi seems to hold like Rabbi Meir that Eide Chasim McCarthy, and nevertheless requires Nesina Lishma to get be given for the right, for both him and her. Okay, be that as it may. Now, ask more, what's wrong with Brera? Why can't we do a little bit of Brera? So you wrote two getting, which should be good. Became a chassel, whatever you give her, one of the two. Yasa kamisha oya krus lishma mishari shreina. Let's say, huvro radovo lemafreya. It was retroactively clarified that this is the get. What's the problem? Why are we so bothered by that, right? So says more, Rabbi Yossi. I'll tell you, Rabbi Yossi B'shem, the Rabbi Bibun, said the Rabbi Shimini. The reason it's problem is because it's going like Rabbi Shimon. Now this Braisa, which we bring down here, is not in the Bavli. It's only in the Rishami. Rabbi Yossi B'shem, Rabbi Bibun said, I would have said that on my own, because I don't remember it in Bavli, but the Yossi Mechtak says something in the Rishami. The time we learned, Amalu Uman, a guy says to a craftsman, Asei Lishnei Zugin, make me two bells. Erlekarka, one to put to be mechaber to kark, and it's going to be my doorbell. Vachalabhema, one for my animal, to be a cowbell. So which one is mechabel tuma? And which is not? The cowbell is mechabel tuma. Why is the other one not mechabel tuma? Because it's going to be connected to the ground. Even though it's made severed from the ground, since it's made with the intent to connect to the ground, so it's never mechabel tuma. The same thing they say by metal mikveh pipes. Now they make all mikveh pipes out of PVC.
But when they used to use metal mikveh pipes, they relied on this assumption that it's made al menas to be mechaber to the ground. It's not considered to be a keli ever betolush. Okay, so you may have had the guy make two bells, but he doesn't know which is which, right? So aseli or similarly aseli shnei machzalos, make me two tarps. One's a line, which is not being makabel tuma. One should be a tent, which is not makabel tuma, because it's not really a keli. I say this today, Steen will also say they made me two sheets. Now, one for all, that one will be makabel tuma. I think because it's a, like a, more like a canopy over a bed as opposed to a house. But Achaz is the one in which I'm going to wrap my I don't know if it's a signet ring or a little idol, I don't know exactly, but I'm for Turos. So that's not Makabel Tuma. Harelu Tzmeim, so now, he didn't specify. He just said, I'm going to use one for one purpose, the other for the other purpose. But he didn't specify which is which. So in this case, Harelu Tzmeim, actually, for Yafrisha Bataro, we assume that they're both Tomei. Until you specify which is Tahar, they're both Tami. Rabbi Shimon argues. Rabbi Shimon Matara actually Vashena Betuma. Rabbi Shimon says they're both Tahar until you designate Betuma. Now, what does that mean? In order to make something a Keli, it has to be a Keli from when? From the beginning. In other words, the one which is going to be a Kabbal Tuma is the one which you define as a Keli, right? When does that to be defined as a keli, says Rabbi Shimon? From the moment it's made. If it's not defined, this is actually a very big kula, brera, right? He was saying not only is there a brera, but even to the extent that neither one is a keli. Until you designate one to be, I don't know if it's such a big kula, but until you designate one of them to use for the purpose which allows tuma, it's considered to be tahar. So he is not a kli until you explicitly make it. Right? So same thing with a get. A get is not going to be a get until you make it. Aha. But when does the get have to be made, lishma?
When it's written.
Yeah, I use the word make very badly there. A get, here it's not going to be a keli until you designate it, right? Not when it's made. Karabana, it's a keli when it's made, and that designation can make one of them tar. However, Rabbi Shimon, it's only a keli when you designate it. When you made it, they're both not considered to be keli. So to here, according to my get, like Rabbi Shimon, we would say it's got to be written lishma at the time that it's written, when it's made. But it's only the designation makes it lishma. That's no good, and we don't say braver in this case. Okay? Because he said, "Grab a shimon." Okay, Kamadu Amar Tamon. Actually, a keli mishar mishar. It's got to be a keli from the get go. Kachlo Emer out here. So too, he says. Also, actually, a crucially shmon mishar mishar. It's got to be designated for get from the beginning. Rabbi Chida Mishar Yibun Bar Chia said. Let's take out the Rebbe. He same motion leaves it in and explains the Gemara accordingly. But Korban Eid does not. And I'll learn like Korban Eid. So therefore, it's a new issue. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, and it's in Rabbi Yochanan, but Tiny King, also the Brysa. Amazing Gemara. I it says you're getting chov down on the side, but I don't remember this from Bavli. Call out to Noy and Pulsi and Beget. Any Tanai apostles in a get. You can't write any condition to a get. It's a shocking concept, right? Why not? Right? So, Dinah Rabbi, that's Rabbi. Chomim, Nachomim said, depends. That wait, well, that's what Chachamim say. Chachamim, they say it depends. Eshu poiso bepeh, a tnai which would verbally be which had it been said verbally would have been no good. Poiso ksav, that's no good, even if you wrote it down. But she'eno poiso bepeh, a tnai which does not generate, would not be a problem if you verbalized it. Ain't no place to stop, it does not probably wrote it down, which is exactly what you said. I mean, you're right. But first, let's clarify this, and we'll come back to your being right in a few minutes. So in the meantime, the Rabbon explained. They say, if I say you are allowed to marry anybody except Reuven, that renders the whole get possible, because all kinds of get is that she's allowed to marry everybody, right? So a rabbi does chalim chutzni ploini. However, place will be pat. Since such condition were made verbally, would possible the entire get transaction. Place will stop it, and just because it's made in writing, it's the get transaction is still possible. However, a rabbi kitnei chum nashatini masayim zuz. If I say I'm telling you a get, if you give me $200. Hove ain't a place of a pass, since you can do that verbally, ain't a place of a b'chsav, you can write it down as well. Okay? So Rabbanan hold that you can write down valid tnoim in the get itself. Rabbi holds no tnoim in the get. Rabbi said, Mapli, where they argue. Now, although I'm queasy doing this, I'm going to learn like the Shai Torah's Eretz Yisrael, which completely changes the gears over here. Because I didn't understand the gears as it's written over here. When's their machlokas? It should be koin shaytar itself, but shelo bitel tano. When the husband not cancel the condition, and the condition stood, and she fulfilled it. So in that case, Rabbanan said, what's the problem? She fulfilled the condition. The condition was a valid condition. No problem. It could be written again. Rebbe holds it's no good. He can't write any conditions in the get. Aval, however, im, take out the word lo, im bitel tano. If he wrote a condition to get, she did not fulfill the condition. He canceled the condition. Af, in that case, also, say, Rebbe Moder, Rabbanan Modu. In that case, Rabbanan also agreed. Why? Because the Tanai written in the get, which is not a proper Tanai, because he canceled it, renders the get null and void. It's like get your bottle mitzasa bottle kulo almost. If part of the get is no good, so the entire get is no good. Okay? Because he canceled the condition.
But the Tanai was not to marry the roommate.
That's not his own issue. The Tanai of the $200. And he canceled that Tanai, still the get is no good. Because it's inherently incorrect. Because that Tanai was never carried out and never intended to be carried out after he was avoslet. Now, continue with the Shai Torah's Yisrael changes. Instead of Harei Umar, you should say Hador Mara. This teaches us that Kol Atznoim, that any condition, instead of Shidninu, Shai Torah's Yisrael changes to Shishoninu, although I don't know if that's necessary. All the Tznoim, Gemara actually asked a question. He says all the Tznoim begin the local Rebbe. Oh, I have pages and pages of conditions again. So you're going to tell me all those pages of conditions are not like Rebbe? How could this be? Amar Chinuch said, no. No, we won't go that far. Tam and Bekaisev al Menas Kane. The only problem, Rebbe only said it's no good when you write it down. Bramhacha Menas al Menas Kane, but if you give it on the condition, that's okay. So Rebbe said, obviously, he must have been saying like what you were saying, that when you put it into the get, that's a problem of the Kruz Kita, because of this. I'm not sure exactly how you would define it. What? It has to be unequivocal. And if you want to modify that, it has to be verbal, but not in the get itself. The get has to be an unequivocal document of separation. Okay, I can buy that. So, say for Krisus, you mean? Yirmiyahu Zuman Yamzu Yomim Rabim. Okay, so name it. That's how you can't write on Keres. Okay, so says the Gemara. Okay, you can actually. Okay, in any event, Hadamra is teaching us ain't Teufis in Karebi. Now, Teufis, remember we said before, is the part of the get which has non-essential information, right? Mm. What? So according to Rebbe, there should be no such thing as a Teufis. Because the Teufis is non-essential, right? So it's like, I'm telling you what the Gilead Ephraim says. He says, so it's like a Tanai. Since it's a Tanai, when you write the Teufis, it's al Tanai that you write the Teuref. Because the Teufis without a Teuref doesn't work. Sure. So, you know, now that Reb Meir, though, gave shot, I think I would explain this better than using the Gilead Ephraim. I think it explains like you said before. A get can't contain any non-essential information. A get must be, I'm changing what I just said to modern things. A get with non-essential information should be just like a get with a Tanai. According to Rebbe, the get must be lean to the bone. It's got to contain only what's necessary to create severance and no more. So therefore, there should be never a tofes allowed in a get. Do you buy that explanation?
Why not?
Okay, that's good enough. So, amen. So that's what you're saying, right? Ain't tofes in karebi. Amar lei. So he said, it should be like min man at boy, something like that. Who are you asking the question? Min rabbi? And a chanami. Rabbi holds that Rabbi Yehuda. Something is missing here. So it'd be Rabbi Kira. I'm not sure. So something is missing. But anyway, the idea is Rabbi the place of Tyson. Rabbi holds a get, can't have a tofus. Now, this never made its way into the probably as far as I know. But that's what it says here. And Rabbi, you can't have a tofus in a get. Again, it's only the Tayyaka, Fareh, Muteres, Rodam, and the Seamus, and no unessential information.
Can't or you don't mean?
No, ain't types of it in. Can't. It's non-essential information. Yeah.
How do you know?
So it says again, you know, hey, so-and-so said, the plane is so-and-so. There was a whole long description of what I'm doing. Right, and then at the end it says, and I said, I read Mutar's law of them. So at the beginning where it says, I'm saying so and so, all that is Patrisis, Meturuchis, Yasechi, Lechi, forget the example of Lush, but all those Lushrites which you use to indicate divorce, according to Rabbi Nala to write in. Kolamosif Korea. Right.
You run into many problems if you don't understand this.
Why?
Because isn't there problems when if it's not if you don't know exactly when it was good?
No, he needs Zman. It could be that we haven't gotten to Zman. You're right. There are other components which are required. But we don't know Zman yet. It's next Mishnah. Right now we're assuming there's just Tofes, Torif, and Shemos. The Gemara as gradually goes to the parak, we'll introduce other elements, Man, Mokom, things like that. Right, but not right now. The truth is Mokom, I think Mokom we write into the get, and when we write, if I recall correctly from last time I learned Gittin, which is a long time, I learned the Lachs of Gittin, which was a long time ago. So, I think that in Mokom we do write, I might be totally wrong about this, but in Mokom we write, but even if you didn't write it, it's kosher. It's just that once you're writing it, it has to be written according to the specific format, otherwise the get is parcel. Okay, it's one of those cases where had you not written it, it would have been okay, but now that you do write it, it's got to be written according to a specific format. I think that's true about Mokom, not about Zman though. You're right, Zman has Rabbanim made a takana, Zman must be written to the get. But it's not me the Raisa. The Raisa's mind is not essential to get either. It's not part of the Torah for the Teifis. Okay, it's a takana to Rabbanim. Okay? Reish Lakish Amar. Reish Lakish says, Kol Atznoyim Paitzlim Beget Divrei Yaakov. All Atznoyim Paitzlim Beget, everybody agrees. Asa Uvdukum Rabbi Yirmeh. So case came from Rabbi Yirmeh. Other Reish Lakish, but did like Reish Lakish. They Paitzlim. Because that Atznoy written in the get. Only Rabbi Yossi Rabbi said, Shavkim Rabbi Yochav Avdik Reish Lakish. You forgot, you left for Sukkah, Rabbi Yochanan did like Reish Lakish. So he said, now Rabbi Yochanan hasn't argued here, right? No, Rabbi Yochanan hasn't argued. So he says, he retorted, right? Rabbi Yochanan retorted to Rabbi Yossi. The Psak Rabbi Yochanan is a Psak, Rabbi Yossi, Reish Lakish, love Ari Yossi. And the Psak Reish Lakish is not a Psak. Why? Reish Lakish is not a rabbi? Can't paskin? So Amar Rabbi El Yaakov Barachar, Yaakov said, Lo Reish Lakish Poleg Rabbi Yochanan. You should know Reish Lakish never argues Rabbi Yochanan himself. I seem to recall we had this principle somewhere else in Yerushalmi, but it could be I'm wrong. It could be the first time we had this. Reish Lakish never argues Rabbi Yochanan. El Mas Nisa Shom Avaman Aleh. The only time I find Reish Lakish, even though Reish Lakish argues Rabbi Yochanan all over Shas, it's only if he had a brice upon which to rely. Do we ever have this principle before? You don't remember such principle. Okay, so let's assume we didn't have it. Unless he had a brisa, which he knew about, then he relied on the brisa to argue Rabbi Yochanan. Arm Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Bun, Lod Reish Lakish, similarly, Lod Reish Lakish matlitz the kabo Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Reish Lakish did not attack Rabbi Yochanan, begin this spalig Allah, because he wanted to argue upon him, and begin mafkin uvdo minei. in order to get the maisa, in order to get the story, so to speak, out of him. Kachoma masnisa hu samach alei, and when he had a brisa, so he relied on the brisa and continued to argue Rabbi Yochanan. Kadlo shamasnisa, even when he seems to be arguing with Rabbi Yochanan, if he didn't find a brisa upon which to rely, whom evatel daite, he would negate his own das, mikume daite Rabbi Yochanan from Rabbi Yochanan. So Rish Lakish only argues Rabbi, so therefore Rish, if we can pass on Rish Lakish, right? Stop chat, we can't pass on Rish Lakish, we can pass on Rish Lakish. We find Rabbi Yochanan always in Rish Lakish arguing, so Rish Lakish only, held like Rabbi Yochanan, when Rishlokish only able to argue Rabbi Yochanan where he had a price upon which to rely. Otherwise, he would not argue Rabbi Yochanan, who was his Rebbe, of course. Okay, Aloha base. How close if Teufik it? Now you're writing the Teufis, right? This is not the Teuref. This is the Teufis, but there's the Shemus. You have to leave the Shemus over, right? Like we said. The name of the man, Mokama Isha, and name of the woman, Mokama Zman. So remember, as I said before, there's the place in the get, blank. Leave the place blank in the get. Okay? Leave a blank space. So remember, we said there's Tofes. There's Toref, Haret, Muteres, Cholodam, and then there's Shemos. The Shemos are written in the Tofes. But the Tofes, which you can pre-write, is the place other than the Shemos. So you leave the Shemos blank to fill in later. You write the rest of the Tofes. And the Shilas, if you can write the Toref ahead of time. That's what we're going to discuss. Okay? Which is the Toref, again, is Arei Mutez Chod, and you're permitted to marry anybody. Similarly, Shitrei Malve, the bills of loan. Tzor Shenech Mokum HaMalve, you got to leave the place of the Malve, Mokum HaLoive, place of the Loive. You live most in the place of the amount of money, Umakazman, and the place of the date. Again, these are the lines of the document. Shuchermekamelka, the bill of sales. So Shinea Makamokech, if leave the place of the buyer, Makamamokha, the place of the seller, Makamos, the amount of the money, Makamasada, the place of where the field is, Umakamazman, and the place of the, and the time, Mibnea Takona, and something here is Mibnea Takona, we don't know what, the one is going to explain. Right, a place of Columbia says they're all no good. No, these are good. I'm going to explain it as well. Right, Lezer Machshir B'Kulam says they're all okay, even if you write in the information ahead of time. Chutzli Gitli Noshim, except for Gitli Noshim, Kid Shnemar, the Kosovo Ishmo, which means that's written expressly for this situation. Okay. Rabbi Yochamar, Kosov Torfo, B'Tofes Kosher. No one says he wrote Harei Mutaris Chodam in the Tofes, meaning, you know, Tofes in modern Hebrew actually means a form. That's what it means here too. So Rabbi Yochanan says if you wrote Harei Muteres Chodam as part of the form, right, that's okay. It doesn't written expressly for the situation in hand, right? Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Kasav Torfo, but Tofes, if you write the Torah, if Harei Muteres Chodam is part of the form, puzzle, it's no good. So says, wait a minute, Masnisa Pliga, I'm going to learn like the Ridbaz here in the Gilead of Ephraim, are Rish Lakish. Change Rabbi Yochanan to Rish Lakish. Our mission seems to argue on Rish Lakish. Says our case of types are given. Sereshneir says we're writing forms for given. Sereshneir Mokamish or Mokamisha. That's man. You gotta leave the place of the man, the place of the woman, and the date. But you don't have to leave the Torah. If you have to leave the Torah over, so our mission should say if you have to leave over the Harei Muteres Chodam, right? So Rish Lakish gives the Baal Batish answer. He says, but time for Ebo. Leave over the place of the space for the man, the woman, the day, and the Harei Muteres Chodam. The Kash Rabbi Yochanan. Now, on the other hand, we have a question, Rabbi Yochanan. Imish Akasav Torfo B'Toifes, if you wrote the Torah in the Tofes, B'Doch HaChoyim Machshirim, B'Doch HaChoyim should say it's kosher. Now, the truth is, the difficulty is, why not? Why shouldn't it be kosher? the old the Torah is like the Tofus, why can't you write it? So I go learn it to Gilan Efrain. Gilan Efrain says that the reason is the would have been this place where it would be very logical to make a Gzeira. If the Torah is if you write a Torah in the form, so it would be very natural to write names in the form. So therefore, we should parcel a get where the Torah is pre-written, lest you come to pre-write the names. So it says, no. That makes no sense. And the Gemara, I'm going to say, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, it's Taka explained very beautifully by the Gemara. Let me say it outside first, and then I'll say it inside. Rabbi Yirmiyahu responds to that. He says, look, let's say there's a psul of mechubar in the Torah, in the Shemos, right? Now that's right, the Shemos of mechubar l'karka. So then it makes sense to make a gzera to write the entire get when the get is already severed from the ground. Why? Because once you start writing it off the ground, it's unlikely it's going to get reattached again. Right? But by lishma, every single word has to be written lishma, or the words that have been lishma are several words. If I make a gzera, they have to write words A and B lishma, there's no guarantee you're going to write C and D lishma. It's not like mechubar. Once you got rid of the problem mechubar, so then you never have a problem again. By words, even if I made a takora, okay, you got to write the Torah lishma. You still might write the Shemos Shelo lishma. So therefore, it's not the type of situation which lends itself readily to the takora the rabbanon. Takora the rabbanon we make when the having following the takora will be a almost universal panacea for the issue, but here it won't be. Okay? So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Shemazir says, Mipsul Aflamid Hashem, from the nature of the Psul, you learn how you write it in Kashrus. Right? Ilukas of Kul Lishma, if you wrote the Tarakat Lishma, Vashemish, Shalol Lishma, but the name of the man and the woman, Shalol Lishma, Shemite Apostle is not Apostle, right? That's Apostle. And vice versa, the Kavasah, because of Kul Shalol Lishma. What if he wrote the entire thing Shalom Lishma? And B'Shem Eish V'Shem Eish Lishma, and he wrote the names Lishma, that's kosher, right? So therefore, every word, every phrase has its own unique parameters, and therefore, I cannot make a blank Xera, because you might forget in the middle, or you know, get distracted in the middle, so what good does my Xera do? So therefore, from the nature of the Psul, you learn how Chachamim were Machshir and how they were not. Okay, now the next few lines nobody knows exactly how to learn, so I'm going to give my own shot. Rabbi Yossi Shol Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yossi asked Rabbi Yirmiya, "What if you wrote a tofes, Hagazah Lashon Siveg, and you managed to by coincidence you wrote a tofes with names, and later on you got somebody who had the same names? You know, you wrote generic names, sufficiently Reuven ben Yaakov and Leah Bas Avram, so they're relatively, you know, generic names. What happens if the Tofes, you wrote names, and those names came out to be okay? Now, I don't remember, I didn't look at a get today, I don't know if you write the names twice. Assuming you do, but I don't remember a get. But let's say in this case you did write the names in the Tofes, and then you left, what? In the Ksuva we do, because it's a long document, so right at the beginning, right at the end. So I know, but here let's assume that the for some reason this get was written with twice the names. So once is in the Tofes, and those names are not essential. So I mean, so Amaleke, he said it's okay. That's fine. As long as later on you wrote the rest of the Lishma, it's fine. Amaleke's Rabbi Zira, his Rabbi said, he said to him, "Mikavon she'eno motzi leziug." No, since it's not so prevalent to have exactly the same name, I feel zivek. Even if you found the same name, there was the same name. Kamishlo zivek. If it's as if it's not the same name. In other words, basically what we're saying is that since it's a rarity, so therefore we just don't let you write in names. In other words, you know, if you have like keychains where there's one name on the keychain, so it's very frequent to come out. So maybe in that case it would have been made that you can write a whole many forms with generic names. But since anyway it's so rare, So why should Chazal be making on this? Why should Chazal let you write Topsim? Not the Tophis. Not the Tophis. That's what he said. Talk about a case where the Tophis he wrote a name and not yet in the... That's the Torif.
So what about the
Torif? Can he get the... No. But the question is, again, if he can make forms where he has already names in the Tophis, which are... Not as which are, and theoretically were it to be a big saving, so Chazal might have been matter that. So it's not a big saving, since it's rare that you have all four names exactly the same. So therefore Chazal said, you know what, just don't write any names. Okay? Even though you can write a form, but don't write the names, leave that blank. Okay? Bekash Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish asks the bottom question. Look, if our mission is talking about a case where anyway he didn't write the Torah, because he holds the Torah in the Shema, but don't Ravina play. So why did Ravina possible it? Why does Ravina hold that a form get is possible? What's the problem? So Ravina said a pretty cool answer. He said, "Leaning Acher over the Lord Ravina, Ravina possible get for another reason. You know why he possible it?" He says, "Messiah Kai Demar Rabbi Shimon." Barba, the Mar Rishim Barba, Rishim Rabbi Yochan, Cholak Makom Shnei Shitim, Leinin Acher, Afilu Koshu Puzzle. If you left two lines blank in the get between one matter and another matter, the get is puzzle, because who knows what can be put into those two lines. So Rabino holds you can never leave blanks, because if you leave blanks, so then somebody can come and fill in the blanks inappropriately. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda has a blank. He says you can never write documents which blanks in them.
Even though blanks are just the names.
Yeah, lest they come suddenly, because some forgery comes about as a result. So it's like we're a Moli Machmir. We have two lines are left blank. But if there's, he says here, if there's any blank in the get, he wants it possible as a result, lest some forgery occur. Okay, we'll stop here today. The next news starts in the sugya. Here's one.